Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome. No, too loud.
What? I mean, just wait, your volumes, ladies and gentlemen.
You're like 6 feet away from me, and when I spoke, it looked like I was yelling in your ear.
That was so loud. Jeez.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Mark and Heidi, the Other D'Amelios podcast. I'm Mark.
And I'm Heidi.
We had an idea. I reached out on Twitter because we have a young following, obviously, because of the girls. So I asked Twitter, what are some of the things your parents or family do to embarrass you? But I'd like to ask you this question. And I will tell you, I think we should... I think in a separate, maybe the girls will ask, we'll talk about this, because I would love to know what they think we do to embarrass them, because Charlie and Dixie have always kind of said that we don't embarrass them that much, and they've even used the term we're cool parents, which, you know, I mean, if that's how they feel, that's how they feel. I can't
really...
I'm not going to argue. I mean, I don't consider myself, and I'm doing air quotes right now, a cool parent, but... Yeah. My mom never really embarrassed me.
No?
Yeah, I think my mom was fun and the life of the party.
Like, you were never embarrassed. Like, I think some kid, like, the parents aren't, like, doing things that are embarrassing. The kids just get embarrassed because they don't want other kids to think it's embarrassing.
So, someone said that their dad will talk loud in public, but why don't you share... the story about your dad when he would go into a store and there'd be like a Home Depot and there'd be no one working for aisle after aisle.
Okay. Now I'll tell you the story. This story is legendary in our family. I don't even know if I was born yet, to be honest. We're in JCPenney in the Northgate Mall. If you're from Lafayette, you know it, old school. And I don't even know what they were shopping for. So I have three older sisters and they were all there. I really don't even know if I was born yet. And he could not find anyone to help them. I don't know what they were shopping for, but everybody's looking around for somebody to help them. So in the middle of the store, he shouts out, "Does anybody work in this store?" So loud, my sisters could not find places to hide fast enough. And we've all laughed about that story. Because if anyone knew my dad, like, he's quiet. Like, he was not a loud guy, a center of attention guy. And it was just, he was just, probably had a little, they were probably... He doesn't like to be late to things, so I'm assuming they were gonna run in quickly, grab something, and go, and that did not happen, so he kind of like, needless to say, they had a lot of people there to help them in the store, and it worked. But you know what I wanted to say? That I think something that you did that might have embarrassed the girls, but... It wasn't even major. When we would drive down South Norwalk, and you would crank rap music, like when they were younger, they would sink down into the seats and they're like, "Dad."
Oh, I am doing that now to Charlie when we do those
Melrose
rides in Melrose. I wave at the tour buses, the people
That they're like...
I aggressively say it and I wave. Like, not because they know who we are, and they don't know who we... Most of them are looking for you know, Brad Pitt, not
yeah.
Mark and Charlie, but I'll wave and I'm like, hey guys, how are you?
Yeah, because there's no top on those buses and they're all just like sitting right there. That's so funny.
Abby on Twitter, who her Twitter handle is at Dixie Adore, said, my dad dances when he's walking back to the car. It's so embarrassing. I don't know if I would dance back at the car.
Oh, wait, this is a very embarrassing one. Okay, this is Becca. My most embarrassing thing my parents do is whenever we're out shopping and my mom or dad sees a boy, they say, oh my God, look, Rebecca, he's going to be your future husband. Oh, it's so embarrassing. That's so funny.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
Oh, wait. Camilla?
This one's kind of funny.
She is Chickson. And funny. Then she said, post about us on Facebook. That is, we do parents post about their kids on Facebook.
Yes.
And then they'll meet the adult, like Dixie and Charlie will meet the adult and they'll go, hi, Dixie. Hi, Charlie. I see all your parents' posts about you guys on Facebook.
It's like,
And with cool things that kids aren't on Facebook,
but that was
so
like,
they don't really know how embarrassing it is for them.
Yeah,
but
they
it
would
is
be
really embarrassing.
They would be mortified because, like, it's just a place for parents to go and gush about your kids, and the kids are like, "Oh my gosh!" But they would get embarrassed by that long before they were like big in social media. Every time I do something, she takes a picture of me and shows it to the whole family. That was a seal. Oh, so funny. These are so good.
It's a lot of singing or dancing and being loud. That's what I think. I get that too. Charlie, who do you think gets more embarrassed, Charlie or Dixie?
I think Dixie. Like, she's always, Mom, Dad.
But Dixie likes like comedy though.
But
so
Charlie
it's almost,
does too. Like, yeah. she'll one up you. Like when you're trying to like do something, she'll like do it more. Like, you're not gonna get me.
Both of them, I think.
Sorry, this is so funny. My parents always honk at teenage boys when I'm in the car. So embarrassing. Sorry, I cut you off.
We would do that though too. I would beep.
Oh no, this is what you do. If there's someone on the right side of the road, you beep and wave at the left side like someone was actually on the left side and the person like goes to wave and they're like waving in the other direction. I always feel so
That's bad. Classic, dude. Everyone should
so
do that. That's
them.
Such a
That's
good
so
one.
That's so mean. I would totally wave at a car if they honked, but then they're not even waving.
And then they
at
go
me.
Up to wave and then they're like, oh wait,
oh,
they're not
so
waving. They bring their hand down slowly in embarrassment. So,
oh wait, this is Nikki. My parents try to brag to their friends using me when it's not even actually true. Talk loud in restaurants. That was Sea of Dixie.
My most embarrassing thing is my mother ever did was tell boys I haven't had my first kiss yet. That is, whew, these parents are bad, but funny. All right, so basically all parents do is tell jokes that aren't funny, but think they're funny. No, they're probably funny. You're probably... just don't get them yet.
When my mom's phone ringtone is loud in public, I feel like I know I've done that where I forget that the ringer's on, it's loud. That is like mortifying to a teenager.
But then parents, I'm sure there's a parent situation where they think they're cool because they figured out how to customize a ringtone. So that's like, basically it's like they split an atom. So they're really excited about that. And then it's some song that the kids don't know. Who used to do that? John Romano, who's older than we are, used to have like some Frank Sinatra. His ringtone was like New York, New York.
It would be loud. Yeah.
All right. One more, Heidi. What do you have? And say who it's from. Okay. Give a shout out.
Issa. Their mom takes pictures everywhere, mostly at restaurants, like we're tourists. That's so funny. I can see it too. That would be me.
Yeah, that is you.
I'm that person. Sorry, kids.
But now we have all these wonderful memories.
You see? Those kids will appreciate it one day.
They will.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
So, New Dixie D'Amelio Show, the early... Late night show, which airs on
Sundays mornings at 10
a.m. Pacific time, 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. East Coast time.
Yes.
For the people on the East Coast.
I am so obsessed with this show. I love it.
So this show happened, and we've talked about it before, but this show happened kind of as a goof in our house in California. And we just had these two pink chairs that were sitting in our living room.
Shout out to Tov.
T-O-V. Shout out to Tov.
For the chairs.
I bet you they've sold a few of those chairs.
I wonder.
Yeah.
They're really cool.
They are. So it started off as a goof. And I think Dixie, when did Dixie just talk about this the other day? It was on her show. Yeah. So we did the show in our house and it was cool. And she got great guests. And then they decided, Dixie, I guess, talked with Tommy and Greg, and they decided to make it into a crazy production, which is totally cool. Super impressed with the studio, the set, everything about it. And it's just been, it's been awesome.
Before it was like, as we're calling it now, season one, which we didn't know it was season one at the time. It was just kind of a thing that happened. She interviewed a lot of her friends who were also in the social media and some other bigger artists as well. But it was like, there were no planned questions. Like, she was like, I don't know. We're just going to hang out and like sit on the pink chairs and like chit chat. And people loved it. They really loved it. Cause she was kind of taking jabs at her, cause they were her friends. So she would like ask them questions that would make them uncomfortable. But it was kind of funny.
It was in our living room, which was connected to our kitchen, which was right on the side of our office. Yeah.
So there was always people walking by, which was, made it funny, too.
And the dogs would just walk in. And I was a little bit concerned about if there's a point where you start to become too professional. Like, why TikTok? And we talk about this often, why TikTok, and why I think Charlie has been so good on TikTok, and Dixie, too, is that there's just a level of authenticity. And I think now that – but I think – they've done a great job keeping it kind of fun and cool, but picked up the professionalism and
the set is
the
gorgeous.
Set. But it's also homey. Like the same chairs are there. They use the same fabric and created a dog bed for Callie.
Yeah, Callie's on the there. Set. It's so cute. I think too, Dixie's super proud of it because she was in on the creative and like her thought of what the set wanted the set to look like, and just the obviously worked with the team, but just to come up with like segments and stuff. So it's more like the format of a regular talk show, like nighttime talk show. And on top of all that, she's having so much fun doing it. And there's people that want to come on, like bigger names. So it's kind of cool. Some of them are her friends and some of them are people she hasn't met yet, but they're like, you know, in like entertainment business and have been for a while.
And she had Hailey Bieber, which was really cool. I thought Hailey came across great. I didn't see that one.
In person, you mean?
In person.
Yeah.
I saw it.
She was super sweet.
You were there, right?
Mm-hmm. So sweet.
And Dave Portnoy, who I'm a big fan of, he's been trying to get Dixie on his podcast, and we're good friends with Erica, who is the CEO of Barstool. And so Dixie and Charlie, Heidi and I have all been to Barstool. And
well, I have to say something about Dave Portnoy. I was not
Mom's viewpoint.
I know. I was not a big fan of his because it's hard for me to I always love the pizza reviews and all that. And then all of a sudden he's like has a podcast talking about kid TikTokers drama, and then my kids' names keep coming up. So as a mom, I was like, stop talking about my kids. Like, what are you doing? And so I was like annoyed by him. But then Dixie had him on the show and he's actually really, really nice. And their episode came out really good. And I think it's not like before I was like, this is kind of creepy. Like, why is he talking about these young kids like and their social media drama? And after meeting him, and I feel like he's just more intrigued by it. Like he's been growing his business for a long time and on social media, and how it's just happened so quickly for them and how they're handling it. And it's like high school in front of millions of eyes. So I think it was more of that, but that's not the read I was getting when I'm watching my kids' names being a topic of conversation on his podcast. So I was like annoyed, but after meeting him and hearing I think a lot of people just like, what is happening? Right. So he's really cool, nice guy, and he was super sweet with Dixie. So I'm not annoyed by Dave Portnoy anymore. Not that he cares, but just wanted to say that.
Yeah, I think there's a reason why guys like Gary Vee and Dave Portnoy are successful. Is like they and it doesn't come over like they're trying to be like they're not like trying to do dances, and they're trying to learn. They're interested. They see the next big thing and they kind of get involved in it, but they don't try to take it over. I don't know. Yeah. I think they've both done.
Well, something he said, and I don't know if he said this on her show, but maybe on his podcast, I don't remember. So, you know, it was kind of like he got to introduce his audience to this whole TikTok thing, and then the younger generation got to meet him and you know, get introduced to him. And so it was really smart of him to do that, because now both sides have grown, and it's interesting. I don't think, you know, I think there's going to be people that don't like one side or the other, because they're like, who is this? What is this? Yeah, and that goes both ways.
We get the flip side where the true Barstool fan is like, gets mad at Dave and like, why are you bringing these TikTokers into it?
But and then the TikTokers are like, who are these old people? Why are they on here? But at the end, like, they watch it. That, you know, that's the whole point, is like, they're still watching.
And it's good. I think everybody, absolutely, as long as everybody's expanding their audience and having fun. And ultimately, like, Dave, I like Dave because he is a throwback to when people weren't so politically correct. And same with Gary Vee, where I'm just sick of people not saying what's on their mind. Mm-hmm. And those guys say what's on their mind. And so far, like I kind of, unlike you, where I have a little bit more of a tolerance for people talking about us, even about our daughters. And you would think like I'd be one of those crazy dads who would be like, you can't talk about my daughter like that. Like, I think it's part of growth and a little bit of what Dave was saying about what people say about our kids, I think is fine. And I think he's a good guy. I do get upset a little bit with his, more than what he said about my kids, more about Chase, because I think Chase is such a good young man. And I think in reality, if they met, David love Chase.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and he kind of goofs on a little bit, and that's the only thing I don't like. It's almost like he and dude, Chase has got it together, man. The kid's a rock star. He marches to the beat of his own drummer. He's got incredible style.
And I like how he hasn't like barked back. He just like keeps his eye on the prize and keeps doing his thing. So I think that's cool too. I hear what you're saying, like I get a little more flustered when people like talk about the kids. It's not just that. I know people are going to talk about them and have their opinions, good or bad. That's part of this, right? I get that. It's just when it's something that's a little more personal and it's like they get so like feeling just like sad about it. Like why is this man like talking about you know what I mean?
But it's funny.
Because like, they kind of came at her a little bit. And so.
And the whole thing with their relationship being fake, that wasn't
like,
really
you
Dave.
Don't even, like, no. Yeah. So that's the only thing. When my kids get, like, feel. Because they get it. Like, they know people are going to talk about them, good and bad, and they get it. But it's just like when someone's relentless and, like, okay, and this and this and this and this, and they're like, stop.
But it's so funny how, like, we never coach Dixie on how to handle it. And you have this guy who's head of this huge media company trying, and she's not paying him the time. She's not giving him the time of day. And everybody's like, dude, that's Dave Portnoy. She's like, and I love the fact that these kids really don't, like, they don't know who, like, they know who Oprah is.
Well, she knew who he was from the pizza review.
But they don't know the magnitude of the type of, like, this guy is now, Barstool is competing with ESPN, is probably bigger than any other sports media company, and this guy is the president, and Erica's a CEO, and they just go there like they have no idea what they do, and that's great, and that's why I think Dave was so flew out here. Like Dave Portnoy flew out here. He did the BFF podcast, but he also basically flew out to be on Dixie's show, and he had nothing but good things to say about Dixie's show.
Shout out
to Barstool and Dave Portnoy and Erica.
Erica, yeah. I just love Erica's, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's cool about Charlie's partnership with Dunkin' is it kind of started off as she just liked Dunkin' Donuts. She and Dixie would go all the time, and it's funny being on the West Coast, we're driving this morning and we're looking for a Dunkin' Donuts and they're not all around like they are in Connecticut. Like Connecticut, every other corner is a Dunkin' Donuts. Kind of like similar to Starbucks here, but so I was like, so she started to order it on her phone. I'm like, come on, let's go to the one on Hollywood Boulevard. So we went, we got a parking space and we went in and there was a long line. And it's funny because she doesn't have, she orders Dunkin' to come to the house usually on a daily basis. You would think that she'd have this way of it getting delivered. And she loves just going to the store. So we went, we stayed in line for a while and she wasn't like, hey, I'm Charlie. Like it was just,
oh my gosh, she would never.
Never. And we waited in line. The security guard said, okay, you two are next. And we went in there. And as soon as
because of COVID, like they had people going in.
Yeah, they had people waiting. So there was a line out the door and almost onto Hollywood Boulevard. So we waited. We had nothing going on. So we just hung out and it was fun. And then, so this young man came out and he recognized her. And apparently he manages someone that's doing something musically on the music side with Dixie. And we had a great conversation. And he's like, you mind if I take a picture? And it was cool. And then all of a sudden, as a dad, I'm sitting there with my daughter and I see up on, and I don't know that I've been in a Dunkin' seeing her name in the Charlie remix on the board.
That's right. You weren't at the shoot.
Right. And then, so then we got up to make the order and I just had regular small coffee with milk, and then Charlie ordered her drink, and she didn't say, "May I have the Charlie?" She did.
She would never do that.
Never say that.
Talk about that would be if you ordered the Charlie, like I want a Charlie. She would have been so embarrassed. That would have been embarrassing to her.
So then the woman who is taking her order goes, "Oh my God!" And I thought she was like, "Oh my God, it's Charlie," and she's like, "Oh my God, to me, you guys, you and your wife were at Spartina, which is a restaurant off of Melrose in Hollywood yesterday. And she was our hostess. And I'm sitting there looking at this young lady saying, oh my God, this woman was just working at another restaurant all day yesterday.
She's so sweet.
And now she's working at Dunkin' Donuts. So shout out to everybody on Hollywood Boulevard at Dunkin' Donuts. And then they asked for a couple pictures of Charlie. And she was great. But it's so cool that when the business relationships become great partnerships and, you know, we're still consumers of the product, which was a lot of fun. And I think that's kind of all the relationships we've built so far with other brands, like Pura Vida, for example. You were on that shoot and that was closer to you, but...
Yeah, I think that's why the girls, they learned very quickly that the things that they organically love, those partnerships work the best. And that's why they're such good partners, because if it's, I mean, imagine trying to promote something that you're just not into or you don't use or you don't love, like, especially I think for kids too. I think kids, teens, whatever, I guess just anybody, not kids only, they see right through it. And so they enjoy being good partners with companies that they're already into. It just makes it more real. And they don't feel like, I feel like people know them already. Like, I think they know them so well that Charlie would, you know, if some random brand was like, hey, let's do this deal, people know, like, Charlie would, they, like, feel like they know her. And because they put themselves out there so much, they're pretty accurate. But for her to, like, promote something, it's out of left field, is, like, they would get a read on that. And it's not like, she's not really into it. Why am I going to get... Yeah, I don't know. I just think it just works better when it's, like, real, and it just makes them want to promote it more. I mean, she's always got a Dunkin'.
I never thought about it like this, but if you think about what I do in my career as being a sales rep, I mean, I don't know that I've ever sold a product that I didn't believe in. And if that just worked out that way, or if it's something that is subconsciously... I would not do that. So, like, working with Mitchell & Ness, it was so easy, even though there's ebbs and flows of trend, and because they make sports jerseys. But I always loved the product, and the quality was there, and I believed in it, and that made working with them that much easier. I could never imagine selling products that I know are inferior, that I don't believe in. And I don't think you have to. I think you can be in sales and be a really great salesperson. And being a really great salesperson doesn't mean selling something that is inferior, you don't believe in. I think you could do both. And I never thought about till just now, like, that they've seen me not only being working for certain companies, but the companies are all really good, and I believe in them, and makes it easier.
And you're also, and I feel like they are very much this way. They're very, you guys all, I consider myself as well, very loyal. Like, when you like something, whether it's for business or just in general, like, you're all in, you know? And I'd say I'm probably almost to a fault like that. Like, I am like, I will not, if I like this, I'm not going to have that. Like, I don't dabble. I'm just like what I like. But I think that's, I mean, it's great, and it's great for the companies, because they really feel like they're going to get a lot out of them when they work with them.
I think loyalty and being competitive kind of goes hand in hand. Like, you're loyal, and then because you're loyal and you're competitive, you fight for the thing you're loyal to. Mm-hmm. So,
for sure.
Shout out to Dunkin'.
Yeah. Well, that's it for this week.
Thanks for listening, guys. Stay up to date with us on all of our socials. Mine is at Mark D'Amelio.
And mine's at Heidi D'Amelio. Rate us, if
yes.
you don't mind.
Give
that
us
would
an
be
honest rating.
An honest rating. But if it's 5 stars, we're not going to be mad at it.
Mark and Heidi, the other D'Amelios, comes to you from Ramble, a Cadence 13 studio.
You can listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your favorite podcast.